you're doing a show every day, you know, for several hours, and I know you have a lot of guests and a big itinerary you have to fill up, so it could be overwhelming. And I'm doing it on a small scale compared to you, just like a show or two every week, and that is overwhelming in itself for me. So hats off to you and to everybody else that does things like this. It's a lot of work. And if you're doing this every day, it is a hell of a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I'm even behind on my archives, Mo. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night editing together a presentation by a dentist named Dr. Stan Latrasse, I think, here in New Zealand, a little half-hour presentation with his slides and two camera angles and what have you. So that's why the Vinnie Eastwood Show archives aren't up, because the Fluoride Action Network needs me to get off my ass sometimes.
Yeah, no, it just, I don't know how you do all that on top of, you know, the radio shows and your videos and your activism and so forth. So, again, it's a lot of work to do this stuff, and it's a low-paying job in itself. I'm finding it's tough to fund what I'm doing because I have to work on top of it. I have a day job where I run my own business, and, you know, it's tough to do this stuff on top of that, so... You know, I know it can be tough for you. I've been your friend as far as online. I never met you in person, but I feel like your friend for a little while and on Facebook and so forth. And, you know, it's critical that you guys get donations, you know, to support what you're doing out there. So did you ever pay your rent last month?
Obviously.
Obviously. I thought you were in like a moving van or something now, you know? No.
Nah.
No, I knew you would, of course, Vinny. Of course, you always...
Totally. Every time I ask for donations from my listeners always show up to support me because they don't want the show to go off air, I would assume. But the other element here is, as well, is I don't have a work, you know. I do this full time, all day, every day, exposing scumbaggery. Why? Because I'm allergic to working. Right. I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty much every night, working because I'm allergic to actually being employed, and I can't stand it.
Yeah. Imagine that. No,
making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, no, definitely, and it's something I wish I could do full time. You know, because I actually enjoy podcasting and disseminating truth via my blog, Gnostic Warrior, and so I understand. What you do is you take a risk every month. So unfortunately, I kind of don't have a job because I run my own business. I have another website where I make a little money off advertising, and then I do websites as well. But I definitely wish I was doing this full time. But I know it's kind of tough, and I have kids to support and so forth. And again, advertising in this field, you know, now that I've been in, you know, internet marketing right now for quite some time, it's just real low paying. So again, just to support yourself, it's hats off to you again, you know, on top of the time of what you're doing out there. So,
yeah, I am feeling pretty exhausted actually, but you know, what difference will it make if I change? You know, in fact, there's something new in the works, Mo, that can actually change this whole work schedule of mine. It's called a big enough donation to get a second Mac. All right, if we have two Macs next to each other, then I can actually be working on one computer and have somebody else helping me to edit stuff on the other computer. Or even better yet, I can switch to the other computer during the ads and do editing stuff and what have you. I can save a hell of a lot of time, except new Macs cost like $2,000.
Yeah, no, I know the videos and the audio, the processing them, you know, to get them uploaded and rendered, it takes a lot of your computer, and you can't do anything else on your computer, so you're stuck. So you get those donations up so you can get that Mac, because you definitely can get a lot more done with two computers. You know, fortunately, you know, since I do run my own business, I can do that, is operate and have money to do things, but again, it makes it tough where I can't be as active as you are, you know, on the internet and doing these videos and these radio shows. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation that you put yourself in. But I think if you get that message out there enough, you know, there'll be enough people out there. Maybe they got like a used Mac that's not brand new, that's still really clean, that they could donate to you. Or, you know, you can get that money that, you know, some rich guy out there that loves you, Vinny, and it'll give you the money to do that. So,
yeah, well, a dude has already donated $1,500. If somebody would match that, I can get something that's absolutely top of the line. If not, I'll just have to, like, scrounge around on eBay, try and find something, hope to find something that's cheap and does what it's supposed to. But yeah, it'd be nice to have another 1,500. Make that $3,000 and get yourself a really, really beefy AS computer that won't go out of date within 5 minutes or something of that nature, as they all do, which I think isn't technically possible. Anyway,